stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Friday, July 15th. A little warm
Friday.
In the studio.
It is a little warm.
The air conditioning is not working this morning, folks.
Don't fall asleep on me, Sam.
I know. That's true. That's one of the things that could happen.
I know. If he starts snoring, just don't mind him. I'll keep going, guys.
Yeah. Can you imagine me falling asleep?
That would
I would
funny.
Probably doze off or something for a few minutes.
Just so you know, I would take a picture.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or a video if you start snoring. Do you snore?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not awake when I snore.
Well,
so.
No kidding. Has anyone ever told you? Has anyone ever told you?
Yeah, people have told me I snore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
I think as we get older, everybody snores, you know.
That's such a turn on.
Yeah.
My ex-husband used to snore so bad.
Really?
Did I ever tell you this?
No.
He was... I'm outing him, but whatever. Who cares? He... Just as far as sleep goes. But he was actually the worst person I've ever... This should have been a red flag. Like, if you can't sleep next to the person, maybe you shouldn't be with them. Maybe that should be the end-all be-all. But he was a diagonal sleeper.
Mm.
So he slept diagonally on the bed and took my pillows and the comforter every
really?
Single night. And he would snore so loud, and I was so... angry all the time about it. So one night he had done all of it. Like I mean, for most nights he would do it. It wasn't every single night, but it was right. more often than not. And one night I just had it. He was taking up the whole bed. I had like this much. I don't even know how much this much is, but this much. I was falling.
So.
There you go.
Okay.
I was falling off the bed, and I was so angry. So. I literally, he's dead asleep. I wind up and I punch him in the arm just so, and he wakes up and he's like, what? And I was like, oh my God, are you okay? What's wrong? Did you have a nightmare? And he's like, what? I don't know. I have no idea. I just woke up. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if I woke you up. I'm sorry. I'm like, can you scoot over now? And so, and he was like, okay. So I took back my pillow and the comforter and he scooted over, but I never told him that I punched him in the arm until now. So if he's listening, I really punched you in the arm when you were sleeping just so you would wake up.
Better than cutting off his penis, you know?
Exactly, right?
Because
I thought about that for a second. I thought, punch him in the arm or cut off his penis.
Yeah.
I'm going to just start with this today.
Yeah, which way am I going to go now?
I wasn't that angry at the time.
Yeah.
But whatever. Anyway, are you preparing for Carmageddon this weekend?
I'm prepared, man. I'm prepared. I don't have to go anywhere, which is a good thing. My parents have to go to the airport, but my brother's going to take them, so let him deal with
it.
Oh,
yeah. That sucks.
We don't need to take two cars.
Yeah. I would not be going anywhere near there.
Yeah.
If somebody I knew was coming in from the airport, I wouldn't pick them up.
No?
Nope.
Just have him take the shuttle, huh?
Or walk.
Yeah.
It'd probably be faster. No, I'm not going anywhere near there at all.
Yeah.
So that's not going to bother me.
Right. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure traffic is going to be bad everywhere, you know, because people are going to take like detours. And.
Yeah, I'm not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
It starts tomorrow and ends Sunday, right?
Starts tonight at midnight.
Ooh.
And ends Sunday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely not going to go out.
No big weekend tonight. Plans.
No, nothing big. It's kind of sad. Like, it sounds like people are just like hunkering down, like going to buy food. Like, it's going to be like an earthquake or something.
The world,
it's like the end of the... Exactly.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with that name is ridiculous.
Yeah. But you know what? During the 1984 Olympics, when it was going to take place here, people were afraid that the roads are going to be clogged completely and everything, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, millions of people descending in L.A. for the Olympics. So what happened, what ended up happening is everybody left town and the roads were empty. So hopefully maybe that's what will happen again this weekend.
That is so great.
I know.
I was four, so I don't know. That was way before my time.
Before your time.
And
you're
still
in Chicago. Yeah.
Yep. So I had no idea about that.
God, you make me feel old.
Yep,
sometimes.
You're welcome. I need to still feel young at times. It just seems like all the people around me are younger than me, and it sucks.
That's how it happens as you grow up.
I hate
it. Yeah.
I used to be the young one. I used to be like, oh my, and then people would be like, oh my God, you're so young.
I know.
But when I'm here, mm-hmm. You make me feel young, Sam, oh, like a spring chicken.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Daddy.
I guess it's all relative, right?
I just called you Daddy. Okay, we're just taking it to another level. Let's not even go there. Anyway, Harry Potter opened last night.
What's new? Yeah, people lining up outside for hours, I guess.
I'm kind of... Okay, again, I'm not a Harry Potter fan.
Right.
But I kind of just want to go and like see everybody dressed up and
do you?
Geeking out.
Except you missed all the other movies, so what good is that going to do?
I don't know. It's just because this is the final one.
Right.
I don't want to see the movie.
Oh, I see.
I just want to go and stand out there and see all these people lined up and you know, in their gear and being all geeky.
I know. Have you ever done that? Like camp out?
God, no.
In front of a movie theater?
You mean dress up? No.
Dress up and camp out.
No. Oh, well, I wouldn't say camp out. When the first Lord of the Rings came out, I stood in line for just like an hour, I think, before it opened.
Yeah.
So that wasn't too bad. But that's kind of geeky, huh?
Yeah, it is. An hour is a long time, yeah.
That's
but you had to see it on the opening night, probably.
Yeah, but I didn't bring like a tent or like a picnic. I wasn't having a picnic outside of there. It was just like we were standing there for the midnight show and... Me and my ex-husband and a couple of our friends and we just stood there for like an hour and then we got in. But that was probably the only time. I don't geek out like that.
Yeah.
I never have, not even when I was obsessed with NSYNC or Backstreet Boys or NKOTBSB. That's two bands. I just like saying that.
Isn't that two B's though?
I know. No.
NKOTBSB.
They combined them.
Oh, they did combine them. Okay.
So it's NKOTBSB.
Okay.
Haven't you seen their album? Haven't you bought it yet, Sam?
No, I
will buy it for you. We can play it on our show.
But I saw the ad for it, and I thought, you know, then I started thinking about it. I thought, there's got to be two B's here, you know, in the middle.
You would think.
Yeah, you
but
would.
But they did it. They were tricky. They only put one.
And you managed to memorize the letter.
Hell yeah. I just like saying it.
The acronym.
I saw the front of their album, though, and I was just like... I mean, they're still adorable.
Yeah.
And, you know, I grew up with them, so of course I'm always going to love them. But I'm like, really? You guys are middle-aged.
I know. They can't be boys anymore.
I can't. Right.
Know?
Like, change to BSM.
Yeah, new kids on the block, Backstreet Boys.
New men on the block.
Yeah.
Backstreet Men. Come on, guys. Get with it. Change your image.
Yeah, there you go. You know, that's what you got to do, man. They can't stay young forever.
But, you know, I give them props for trying to... Do it again, you know? Bring it back.
They probably won't sound the same, though. I mean, they sounded young, you know?
No, they sound,
Backstreet Boys.
Well, Joey sounded like he was going through puberty for 5 years. Yeah. I'm sure he's finally over that hump, hopefully. I don't think his voice is like that. But, no, I don't know. I mean, hey, they're banking off it. They're going on tour, the concerts, the whole works. And I know a lot of people that have gone.
Yeah.
And said it's a good time.
Mm.
Okay. I don't know if I would go, though.
No. Okay, well, you wouldn't go.
Just
what
saying.
Can I say? Yeah, just saying.
But,
you know that, you know how I don't watch any TV, right?
Yeah.
Especially reality shows.
What'd you watch?
But I have one that I like, so we started watching it, which is Big Brother. Have you ever seen that one?
Oh, my God.
You got to watch that.
Why? Man. What's happening?
It's the best show ever, you know?
It's the best show ever?
It is. They put people together in the house.
Okay.
With no entertainment,
okay.
And they play, they have competitions and stuff, they build alliances, and It's just a train wreck that you've got to watch, you know? I mean, you can't stop, you know? You sort of, like, connect to the people, the characters and stuff, and then it sucks you in, man.
Look at you. Yeah. I've never heard you talk about, like, a TV show or a movie.
I know. Well,
this is big.
Last season was pretty interesting. And, you know what was funny? Before you came on board, I was interviewing women and stuff.
Yeah.
And this girl walks in, and, you know, in her 20s or something.
Yeah.
And for the interview, and I go, "Have you been here before?" You know? And yeah. She says, "No." And I said, "Well, okay." But she seemed familiar to me. So we're talking, and then I go, again. I said, I know you from somewhere, you know? I mean, you look very familiar.
Uh-huh.
So then she goes, "Well, do you watch TV?" I said, "A little bit." She says, "Do you watch reality shows?" I said, "Sometimes." She says, "Well, do you watch CBS?" I said, "Yeah, come on." And she's like, "Well, I was in Big Brother last season, you know?"
Oh,
so that's how I knew
God.
Her, and I totally forgot, you know?
Were you so excited? So, did you geek out a
little
bit?
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny, but...
Is she hot?
She's very hot, yeah, but she wasn't appropriate for the show, I didn't think. Yeah.
Psst,
nobody's
like
you,
me.
Stephanie. No? The seat had your name on it.
That's hilarious. So wait, hold on. So Big Brother is just, they put them in a room?
Right, in a house.
Oh, in a house, sorry.
Yeah. They fix it up real nice.
Room.
There's cameras everywhere.
Okay.
They have absolutely no privacy.
Okay.
And they have all kinds of competitions and that, you know.
Oh, and that's all it is.
Well, yeah, but they make it more complicated than that, you know.
Okay.
So there's, like, head of household, which, you know, if you win a competition, then you get to be sort of like the boss of the house. You get, like... you get immunity, you don't get voted off, and you get, like, all the best food and the best room in the house, all to yourself and that, so...
And people hook up, cool. And there's drama,
yeah,
and all that stuff.
Drama.
Why? Where did they get the name Big Brother? How does that fit into
because,
that?
Because, you know, it's like you're watching other people, so that's like a term for... is it from the book 1984?
Yeah,
I don't know how it started.
I know what you're going to say.
But like the government, sort of like the
right.
Government is considered Big Brother and they're watching you.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah.
I thought there was another name for it. Old man. I'm just kidding. I don't know. No, is that what it is? Because I did see, and there was a movie 1984 with John Hurt that
right.
I saw. Is that where it came from?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, that was originally a book. But,
right, I knew that.
Yeah.
But I didn't read it.
And then, I know, I didn't read it either.
What?
But
I feel like you've read every book out
I know,
there.
Except that one.
And you're I'm so buying you Snooki's book, just so you know.
Yeah, I need it.
I'm totally buying it. One of us is going to read it, and I vote you.
I don't think so.
Come on, I vote you.
I can't read Snooki's book.
We should have a book club, and we should read books. But I want to read her book, and then we'll start reading from it on
yeah.
air.
You want, like,
the good part.
Passages from...
Yeah, passages from Snooki. That'll be our daily... That'll be, like, our daily wisdom for people.
Yeah.
Quote, Snooki's book, A Sure Thing.
I wonder if she's got, like, advice for people.
Okay, settle down. I don't think it's gone that far.
No?
I think it's... She can barely even spell the word book, and she's writing a book. I don't understand how this works.
I know.
But,
and she looks so dumb, too. You know?
Oh, she's so dumb. But she's not. I mean, she's cashing in, man. She's rich, so
yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She just, you know, she's a mess and a half, that girl.
Absolutely.
It's so mean. I feel bad, like, laughing at her.
Well, I'm sure you're not the only one.
No, I know.
Yeah. She's allowed herself to be a joke, and, you know, people laugh. What
yeah, exactly.
Say, you know?
My dad did say 1984. It was coined that.
Yeah.
George Orwell.
George Orwell, right.
There we go.
Yeah.
Thanks, Papa.
Yeah. That was also the year that they introduced the Macintosh, the computer.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And they did sort of like a very memorable commercial, maybe the one most memorable of all time.
What was it?
For the Mac. And what they did is they had sort of like... this huge, huge hall where people were like robots, you know. They were just sort of like sitting there like zombies.
Right.
And there was their supreme leader talking from a big screen and stuff.
Okay.
Sort of like a state like a military state type of a thing, you know, mm-hmm. a very rigid, structured society.
Sure.
And then this woman comes in. She's an athlete, uh-huh. and she's holding this. What was she holding? Like a big hammer or something.
Okay.
For lack of a better word, I can't remember the. But. And then she throws it at the, she runs to the screen, she throws it at the screen and shatters it, you know? And so this was supposed to be sort of like the world is like IBM, you know, all structured and everything. And then the Mac comes in and breaks the, you know, the monotony.
Yeah, yeah. So, I like it. I've never seen it.
Yeah, it was a very good commercial. You should probably see it on YouTube. You'll probably
I will
see
do
it.
That. I'm impressed with your memory.
Yeah, my description.
Yeah. Wow. It's really hot. Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
It's hot in the room, God
yeah,
damn it.
I know. You're starting to sweat over there. I can see it.
I'm not sweating. Relax. As he wipes up his face.
I know, right? As you wipe up your upper lip. I'm not sweating. What are you talking about? So last night.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I have to say this before we get into it. There's more talk of Casey Anthony, of course. There's two things.
Yes.
This woman in Oklahoma said that she was chased and called baby killer by some guy in a store because she looks a little bit like Casey Anthony.
Oh, yeah?
Just a little. And they showed the thing of her. Meh, this is a far stretch here.
Really?
She's not. She doesn't look too much like her. I mean, maybe resembles a little bit. But, I mean, this kind of just shows of what if.
Yeah.
This could be her life. I mean, it's probably going to be a million times worse.
Right.
I don't feel bad for her at all. But I think it's pretty interesting that this woman was chased because she resembles her a little bit. But also, I wanted to bring up, so Hefner comes on Piers Morgan last night. And
I saw him on. Yeah. What was he doing there? I didn't even listen.
They were asking him, like, are you going to put Casey Anthony in Playboy? And he said, absolutely not. We are not. There's no way that we're going to.
Yeah. Is that why they brought him on the show, just for that?
Well, I think people were asking about it. Mm. I think there was talk about, you know, are you going to put her in Playboy? And because she's become such a phenomenon, everybody's obsessed with this trial. He goes, absolutely not. She's, you know, for us to put her in there, like that's not going to be any. It's not going to help us. He's like, I'm not going to condone it. I'm not going to, you know. And he was saying, and Pierce was like, even though it would sell so much, you know what? He goes, absolutely not. I would never do it.
Yeah. But you know what? That's what they say now. I'll bet you in a couple of years or so, she'll probably model or pose for Playboy or another magazine. You know, I mean, it could be Hustler. It could be Penthouse. But, and then people, you know.
I don't know. I mean, this is pretty unforgivable. This is pretty unforgivable, I think. Murdering your child, a two-year-old, an innocent child. I don't think that by any stretch of the imagination that people are going to forgive her or, you know, this isn't her cheating on somebody.
Right.
You know, I mean, look at Tiger Woods and his wife. You know, people still, I mean, they were just, he was in the news today saying, is he broke because, you know, all his endorsements, he's not getting as much as he used to. And it's like, he just cheated.
Yeah.
And look at how many people are, you know, against him because of that.
Yeah.
I just think this is beyond anything.
Yeah.
I don't think
You don't think people would pay to see her nude?
F no, man. Why?
Because people are curious, you know.
I think they're curious about the trial because I think they wanted to see justice done and this woman burn. Sorry.
Yeah.
Burn in hell. But you know what? I don't think so. But that's, I don't know. I mean, I'd be curious to see if other people think differently.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I know. I'd be interested to know where she's going to go, you know. I mean, how it's going to pan out and stuff. I don't know that she has many allies that could help her hide and, you know,
I think it's going to be. You know, I don't wish harm on anybody. I really don't. I'm not God. I'm not sitting here to judge people or whatever. But, you know, karma reasons, I believe in karma, and I think she'll get hers eventually in one way or another, whether her life is just a living hell or I don't know what it would be. But I can't imagine getting away with something like this and having your life be amazing. And now you're a millionaire because of it. And all these people are, you know, reading books about you and watching movies about you and you're posing in Playboy. Like, you know, I mean, I'm just, I don't know. I'm not okay with it.
Not a fan.
Not okay with it. But I'm glad to hear that Hugh is not going to put her in Playboy. Mm. That's what I'm happy about.
Okay. All right.
Shut up. So last night.
So well, what's the other thing about Casey Anthony?
No,
you
the
said
woman
there was
that
two
was
of them.
The woman. She
yeah,
was just being chased.
But you said there were two of them.
That was it.
What about the people sending her money? Did you hear about
oh,
that?
Oh no! Well, what?
People are sending Casey some money in prison. You know, sympathizers.
Who the hell is doing that?
So she managed to earn $472.
Are you kidding me?
From at least 17 different donors since May. 17 donors sending her $472 total? That's not a lot of money.
No, it's not. But why are they even sending her money?
Yeah. Because she has admirers, you know?
Okay.
I'm telling you, we already talked about it. Men will do anything. You know, they're so fucking stupid, man.
Yeah, they but I mean, she's a cute girl.
Chick,
she's cute. She's not...
Yeah.
Like...
She's not ugly.
She's not ugly.
Right.
But I don't think she's like... by any means hot or...
Right, yeah. But what about women that want to marry, like, criminals in prison and stuff? That happens a lot.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
They want to marry criminals?
Yeah,
really?
People in jail, yeah.
But don't they have relationships before they commit the crime?
Or no, is this not like, necessarily.
Sometimes they'll have, like...
I'm telling you, just because they come they become notorious and stuff, people know about them.
And they want to...
Yeah, so some people maybe fall in love with them. I don't know.
It's that bad boy image.
Yeah.
That bad girl image, maybe.
Maybe,
that's
yeah.
That's pretty messed up, man.
Yeah. I know, you're talking about bad boys.
Yes.
I wanted to go over this wing woman, what she calls herself. She calls herself a wing woman, offers guys 6 dating tips, you know.
Okay.
And so check this out. I guess one of them is women do not like bad boys, you know. So I don't know where she's getting her information. A lot of women say they do like bad boys, right?
I think too. To a point. I did at some point in my life.
Did you?
I'm over it.
Yeah.
It gets old. Yeah. Like, you know, when guys act try to be that much of a bad boy.
Right.
It's annoying.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
It's annoying.
You know, I mean, it might be novelty in the beginning. You know, you go, wow, you know, he's like, you know,
he's so
lawless. You know?
He wears a leather jacket.
Yeah.
He just smokes and stands in a corner and doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Until he screws you over big time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I just, you know what? I just feel like if you try that hard to keep up that kind of image,
mm-hmm.
just because I think it's just ridiculous and selfish and
yeah.
I don't know. I'm over it. It doesn't turn me on, really.
No. I know, you're into the geeks now.
I've always been like the geeky guys.
Okay. Well, she says other things she says is women have baggage too, especially the attractive ones.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so be prepared for that. Like, we didn't know women have baggage, right?
I think all women have baggage.
Yeah.
Because thank you for pointing that out. Okay. Great. Next.
But so does everybody, you know? I mean, I don't think that's a revelation.
But women have more baggage, I think, than men.
I think so, yeah.
I would, just because we're emotional creatures.
Yeah.
Okay, so next. Go on to the next
women
one.
Prefer personality to looks.
True.
Do you agree with that?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It says, I know this to be very true.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. She says it's also a tough one for men to swallow. Wow.
Okay.
Why would it be? I mean, it puts less pressure on the men to look good, you know?
Yeah, but men have egos.
Yeah.
More so than women do.
That's
they do.
True, yeah.
And it's just a fact.
Yeah.
But
you know, I think especially when they're teenagers, they think that's the case, you know? I mean, because my son would like, you know, constantly all the time, well, maybe I don't look as good as the other guys, blah, blah, blah. I said, relax, you know? I mean, girls don't only look at looks, you know?
But that's, yeah.
There's like a million things that they could be looking at.
But that's, guys are like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Guys are like
that. Is this woman ugly?
But don't you think women are like that too? I mean,
oh,
you know? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But men have bigger egos than women, for sure.
Yeah.
It's just the way you guys are wired.
Dating, yeah.
It's just the way you're wired.
Yeah.
Is this woman ugly?
I don't know. They're not showing her picture.
Oh, she's ugly.
There's just...
Enough said. All right, next one, go.
It says, there's never a bad time to approach a woman. Wow.
What?
Women want to be approached as long as it's by the right person. If you see a girl you like, stop, breathe, and think to yourself, she's adorable, I want to take her. I want to talk to her and see if I like her. Notice the I want and the spirit of figuring out what you like. Until you get to know this girl, it's about you, not her. Okay.
Okay. Women. Okay. Let me say this. Okay.
You see, for me, it's like unless the woman is like spreading her legs, I don't think she's interested.
Wow. And there we go. Thank you, Sam.
Oh, it needs to go that far for me to believe she's interested. Otherwise, I feel she isn't.
Okay, I'm going to say that women do like to be fawned over. Women like to be worshipped in a sense. We like all that. We love that attention. But when I'm at the gym working out, I don't want to be approached. I don't want you to hit on me. I want you to leave me alone.
Right.
I don't like it. There are certain times that I like to be talked to. And let me just say this. Most idiots, and I'm going to use this word, idiots, I said it, when I'm at a bar, and I got to give at least a little bit of credit to guys, because I'm sure it's hard to go up to women and talk to them. I'm sure that's hard. Because
yes.
What do you really say?
Right. Anything but, you say, they're going to go, oh, I've heard this line before.
Well, yes. If it's a lot, let me say, I hear a lot of lines when I go out. Okay,
right.
So those are the idiots. Let me just say this. Just be yourself. Just come and say hi. How are you? Like, I don't need some fancy amazing line that's
right.
Cheesy as hell that I know that you've used it on 15 other women. It's not going to make me feel special.
Right.
Because I know it's bullshit. Any guy that uses a line on me, I always turn to them and I laugh in their face. And I'm like, okay, how many times have you used this one?
Really?
I haven't. This is just for you. Oh, okay. Okay, sure. Thank you. All right, I got to go. Like, I'm not one of those girls that falls for any of that crap. So I don't. So for me, but there are women that do. You know, that's fine. But I don't know. I don't want to be approached. There's times that I want to just be left
alone.
Right,
be left alone.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm standing in 7-Eleven and some guy's like, oh my God, you have beautiful eyes. Thank you, but I don't really care right now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
Like that happened the other day and I was just like, I wasn't rude to him, but I didn't talk to him.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't.
Yeah, because I think that's too forward when you don't know anybody.
Exactly.
When you don't know somebody, and that's the first thing they say, you know?
Right.
It's totally inappropriate, I think. You know? It's just...
Even if
you think you're giving her a compliment,
yeah.
It's inappropriate. It's not the first thing you would say to someone, you know? Men think so, you know, because women do like to be adored and so forth.
Right.
So he goes, oh, she'll probably like the attention, you know?
And that's great. And look, again, I'm not, like, stuck up where I'm saying, like, you can't say how you feel, that's all well and fine.
Right.
But there, for this woman to say that we like to be approached at all times, I sure the hell don't. And I'm going to speak
right.
for myself.
Yeah.
If I'm at the, like I said, if I'm at the gym, leave me the hell alone. I'm there to work out.
Yeah.
I got my headphones on. I'm there to work out.
Right.
You know, and there's other times that I don't want to be approached.
Right.
You know, but for them to say, for her to say, like, the end all be all, that women like to be approached at all times.
Yeah.
I think that's just...
Yeah, I know. It's
ridiculous.
Misleading, huh?
I think it's ridiculous. Okay, what's the last one?
Yeah. Women want you to respect them, not admire them.
Well.
So stop putting women you know nothing about on pedestals. You see, that's what I was just saying, you know? I mean, if you don't know her, they don't know anything about you, they can't just come and say something like that, you know?
Right, exactly.
It's appropriate, yes.
Okay, I will agree
with
that.
It says, yes, they're hot. Yes, other men may want them, but that does not mean that all self-respect gets thrown out the door. Respect yourself first, and women will follow.
Okay, did she write a book?
Did she write a book? I don't know. I don't think so. Why?
She just...
Yeah, she did write something.
Okay.
The playbook of what women want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm going to agree with maybe one of those.
The wing girl method. Well, maybe she knows. Who knows?
Hey, you know what? Good for her.
Yeah.
Not for me. But I do want to say this. This is kind of on the same topic. I went out with my friend Matt last night,
mm-hmm.
who I just love, love, love. I met him on the I did a pilot presentation for the Pyramid Show, which
mm-hmm.
they're coming back with. It's now the $100,000 Pyramid.
Right.
I told you, and I was paired. Can I speak? Paired with Betty White. I told you this story.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and I'm. As you know, and I don't know if everybody knows, I'm a complete spaz when I play games.
What does that mean?
Like, I'm a, especially word association games.
Right.
Okay, so if we're playing like catchphrase or pyramid, whatever, and you have 30 seconds.
Right.
Okay, and you know how to play it, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think, so I'm super competitive. I'm not okay if I lose, right? So
yeah.
That already off the bat is like, you're on my team.
Okay.
You better bring it, right? So I'm super competitive, but also I think in my head that the faster and louder I say these words, I'm going to get through all of them. So I can't relax, right? So I'm like a complete spaz. I'm all over the place. I'm screaming at people, like literally screaming at people when I play with them.
Oh, yeah?
So Matt, before I play with Betty, pairs me with Betty White, he's like, you know you're going to be paired with Betty White. And I was like, Matt, I don't think I can do this. I think I'm going to yell at her. He's like, yeah, you're going to need to tone it down a little bit. I was like, I don't think I can do that.
Yeah.
So, but they paired me with her anyway. And I apologize in advance for yelling at her.
Yeah.
She was like the sweetest woman, right? So anyway, so it was a blast. It was a great time.
Did they keep that on the air of you yelling at her?
I don't know if they're going to air mine. They might air it. I have to find out. It's coming out in the fall, but I guess TNT picked it up or something, or TBS. Oh. I'll let you know if they're going to air my episode because I'm a complete spaz. A complete spaz. I remember I was yelling when we were... Before, when we were doing like the run-throughs of it, I was paired with this guy who I didn't even know. And there's giving and receiving. Do you like how that happens? That you give, I receive. That's how they say it, right? You like that one? I was like, this doesn't sound really good. I don't think Betty White wants to receive. But so anyway, so I'm paired with this guy, and he's just like a normal guy because we were doing the run-throughs. Yeah. And I give the what's the thing I'm looking for? Not the clues, but the category. Thank you. I'm trying to like I'm literally like with my hands like opening a book. That doesn't even make any sense. Anyway, Sam's like, what the fuck are you doing? So I'm giving the category, and the guy has to say, you know, so the category is things that are yellow that you bake with. Bake.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
So they start the clock.
Right.
And I say that, and the guy says back, he goes, mustard. And I scream at him. I go, who the fuck cooks with or bakes with mustard? And he just looked at me, and I was so, like, I literally screamed at him.
Are you serious?
I was so angry because he was on my team, and I was like, if we lose, I'm going to kill you. I didn't even know this guy. He was so, like, shocked that I just screamed at him. Anyway, I'm a complete spaz. So that's how I met Matt. So him and I have stayed good friends. And last night we went out to dinner and just catching up and stuff, and he tells me about this dating site, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of this dating site called whatsyourprice.com?
No.
Okay, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
So I guess you can go on here and upload your picture as women, and men will pay you to take you out on a date.
Mm.
It's almost like you're a prostitute.
Like an escort, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wait, what? And Matt goes, yeah, you should go check it out. And I was like, check it out. I'm going to go on. I'm going to see how many bids I can get, how much money I can make off this. And so I opened to the front page, or I opened to the main page. Now, it's split in two sides. One is for the attractive, where all the women are.
Mm.
And underneath their pictures, it says, wants $150. The next one wants $120. The next one wants $140. Then this girl lowballs herself and she puts, wants $80. Like, really? You think all you're worth is $80? I would start with $400.
Yeah.
And that's just me. And then on
she's probably desperate, though. She wanted to beat
everyone. But she's actually pretty cute. Like,
yeah?
Not bad.
Yeah.
Okay? Then on the left side, it's called For the Generous. And so now there's pictures of the guys. Right. And underneath them, it says paying $170. Paying $170, paying $160, paying $200, paying $120. So
yeah,
you can join. It's free.
Right.
And then you go on this date, and they give you money.
Right. Sounds pretty good to me.
I think.
You know, I mean, if a guy is really desperate for a date or something, they could do it. And who knows what could happen.
It's like an escort. And then you think. But then this is my thing, though. I said to Matt, I was like, this is all well and great. Like, I should just go out and just have a contest to see how much money I can get out of this. But my other thing are they going to assume, though, when they go on the date and they give you money, that you're going to have to hook up with them?
Have sex? Well, if they expect that, they're deep shit, you know? Because...
But wouldn't you, as the customer,
right,
the paying customer,
right,
wouldn't you think maybe a little bit that they would put out?
No, I don't. You know,
really?
I mean, knowing what I know, I don't think women would do that, but I can imagine guys thinking that.
Mm.
For sure.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
There is part of me that just wants to do a contest and how much I can
do
get
it.
Out of this.
Do it. Do it. Just, make it a regular thing.
But then
thing,
I'm like stuck. Then I'm stuck on a horrible date with some crazy person. That
yeah,
I have to
but
do
you
it.
Think about the money. You know, 200, 300 bucks. It's worth it. What
my
the
dad
hell,
says
you
yes.
Know? Yeah. Do
great.
It.
Great. That'll be my new job.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna report on all my horrible dates I have. It's great. I should do it.
You
just
make
for
pretty
kicks.
Good money. You know.
This is hilarious. I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
I cannot believe, I mean, are these guys that desperate to like,
yeah, they
you know?
Are.
I don't understand.
They I'm are clicking, desperate.
I'm clicking on one of them. Oh, see, but I just, okay, so I just clicked on
it's
one.
It's called What's Your Price?
Whatsyourprice.com.
Oh, okay.
So this guy, okay, this is a little disturbing. Okay, so there's a picture, the main picture of this guy's profile. It's BWA professor, so he's a professor. Uh-huh. The main picture though is just his abs, and there is literally, I'll have to show this after. There's literally like scratch marks on his chest.
Really?
Yeah, like this is the
whoa.
Picture. I don't understand this. Like
wow. Why would he have that?
I don't know, but now I'm just, this is awesome. Go to the website and check it out.
Yeah, now you get me curious and stuff to
you
see.
You need to go.
Yeah.
I want to know how much, oh my God, I just don't know if I don't think I could do this.
Yeah.
You can see one the girl guy wants $20. Are you kidding? Oh my God.
I don't believe it's real. You know what?
It is real.
I don't think these people are real. You think?
This is real.
Mm.
Look at this. As seen on Forbes, Time, Playboy, NBC, ABC News.
Yeah, but they could have bullshitted everybody. I don't know.
I think this
no?
is real.
Okay. Then they have date a celebrity, too. You can do a...
Are you serious?
Celebrity. Well, look at their menu on top.
We should be the celebrities.
Yeah.
Let's do that, Sam. We should be the celebrity. Well, you can't. You're married. This is hilarious.
Who's married? You talking about me? Let's
sometimes.
See. They have video here. Let's see what the video says on the website.
Okay.
See what that's all about here.
Hi, I'm Betty. If you're attractive like me, dating can be a pain. Each time I join a dating website, I'm immediately overwhelmed with messages. When I find a guy who's not a psycho, often the date still ends up being a waste of time. That is, until I discovered What's Your Price. What's Your Price is a new and innovative approach to dating. I no longer receive thousands of emails from guys trying to impress me.
Oh, God.
Instead, if a guy likes me, all he has to do is make me an offer to go on a date. If I like his profile and his offer, I say yes, and I get paid to go on a first date with him.
He gives her money and flowers.
I found that if a guy is willing to pay me for a first date, he's going to be much more serious than all the others who are just looking for a hookup.
Wait a second.
And if it turns out we're not a match, at least I get paid for my time.
Okay.
It's really win-win for everyone involved.
Pause it.
Best of all...
Okay. She says that the guy's really serious because he's paying her.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to guess that these people have money to go on here. I'm just going to take a guess.
Yeah.
Because if they're going to pay you, I don't think that money then is really an option to them. So I don't think that they're probably
not
that
necessarily,
too.
You know, I mean, if someone, you know, 100, 150 bucks is not a lot of money, you know, I guess then you have to pay for the dinner too, you know.
My dad just texted back. She is a robot. They couldn't even get a real person to test, to have like a testimonial. They had to put a robot. Oh my God, that is awesome.
I don't know if
I could do this now.
Yeah.
You know, last night I was talking to Matt and I was like, oh, he goes, you should go on it and just for fun, like have a contest. I was like, I would totally do this as a contest. I don't know if I could do this though.
Yeah.
This is like a whole nother thing.
Right. And, you know, I mean, she was talking about psychos and stuff. I don't see why someone paying you is going to guarantee that he's not a psycho.
Exactly.
You know?
I think that maybe it'd be worse.
Yeah. So you got to be careful with that, you know?
I don't know. I think it's,
yeah.
I think it's a disaster.
Is it worth the risk for you?
No, I just think it's
but
hilarious.
You should definitely command higher prices than that, you know?
A girl saying 80 bucks, yeah, right. That is not even worth my time, sweetie. I would demand 400 up front. I would. No less than four. And then go up from there.
What if it's a cute guy, though?
I
would
don't
you
care.
Lower the price?
No. $400. It's worth my time. Because if the conversation is bad, then at least I'm like, okay, at least I have money out of it to spend time with you. Because it is sometimes like I understand that you're offering a service that's kind of genius in a way, in the sense of like dating can be a bitch.
Right.
And nobody wants to be sitting there wasting their time when they could be doing something else.
Right.
But then you're getting paid to be there. So you're like, okay, like then this makes it bearable, you know, but it's just so funny because I know that I've had horrible dates in my life, horrible. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like when I mean horrible, I mean like funny horrible, but that's great for me because then I have stories to tell.
Yeah.
But if they were like horrible, horrible, then like that I would be like, what
am I
doing?
No story there.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So, I mean, but I kind of think it's genius in a way of like, then you're not totally wasting your time, but then you're an escort.
Right.
Then you're, you know.
Yeah.
Like I can't call up my parents and be like, I went on a date last night. And then they're like, how was it? And I was like, well, I got $500 out of it.
Made money off of
it. And my dad and mom are like, we're so proud of you. Like, at no point would that ever happen. It would be
Why would a guy do that? I mean, you can spend that kind of money and go to a hooker, you know? I mean, what the hell? And then you don't have to dine them. And
my dad just goes, ask for $1,000 up front and then show up on the date with Megan. Done. Yeah. Done. We'll see how that one turns out.
Yeah.
Actually, it might turn out rather well.
You think?
Well, the guy would be like, what?
Yeah, wow, I got two chicks here.
I know. Settle down, buddy. She's gay. Settle down. I think this is probably one of the funniest things ever. And then we were talking about this other website called Grindr.
Grindr.
Yeah, it's not a website, it's an app for the iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And it's mostly for like gay men,
because
they're such hornballs. Men are just hornballs anyway, but there's an app on your iPhone that it's like you know on Facebook where it's that thing where you check in and then it tells where you are?
Right.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I've never used it. Yeah. I think it's actually kind of scary.
It's called Foursquare or Facebook Places.
I actually think it's really creepy.
It is, and I don't see the point in it at all.
I don't either, because you know what? I'm not going to use it. I don't want people to know where I am.
Yeah.
I think it's really disturbing. I actually get mad when friends of mine will say where they are and then put my name.
Exactly.
I actually get...
Or your location or whatever.
I don't want
people
to know where I am.
I know. It's crazy.
And I'm not pretending I'm Angelina Jolie, but I just... I don't care about that. Like, I don't think, first of all, this is my thinking. I don't think that people really give a crap what everybody's doing.
Yeah.
That's my thing. You're not that important that people want to know where you are at all times. I'm sorry. And if you think that, then you have some kind of, you know, false sense of reality here.
Right.
But so I actually hate that Foursquare, whatever thing. But so Grindr is this app where it's like Foursquare where you check in and then around you, it shows, like, say I'm sitting at a Starbucks.
Mm.
It shows around you who's willing to, like, hook up at that moment. So you can just meet there and then go wherever and hook up. It's mostly for gay men, though. It's like gay bi thing. But he was telling me about it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I have heard of this, actually. I mean, men are just horny, so I would expect gay men to have a app like
gay
this.
Men are very promiscuous, yes.
Like,
because they're like men in the way that they're very horny and stuff. And
then got two of them, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, and it's really easy for them to hook up, you know?
No, I have gay friends. I'm not saying that these guys are whores. It's just, like, men are extremely sexual beings, more so than women.
Right.
So this is an app that's geared towards the gay men.
Right.
The gays. As I like to
and
call
many
them.
Of them are promiscuous, you know.
I mean, it's just
not everybody, you know.
Right.
Obviously, many of them have long relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's just like anybody, but yeah, it's for gay, bi, curious guys.
Yeah.
So it is just for guys, I guess.
Yeah.
But we were talking about that last night. This was our conversation at dinner about name your price or what's your price and Grindr.
Yeah.
I think the what's your price is hilarious.
Yeah.
I do. I would honestly not demand anything less than 400. There's no way.
Yeah.
No way.
That's good, though. I mean, you'd have very rich people attracted to you.
Hells
you know? And you might actually find a husband. Who knows,
okay.
You know?
Okay, settle down.
You never know. I mean, maybe you there's really some cool
think,
people.
I love you. I love you for being so positive. Yeah. But you really think that I would find a husband out
there? Why not?
Okay. I'm just going to take a stab in the dark here and say, my husband is probably not on whatsyourprice.com. I'm just going to guess that one. But I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
Yeah, you never know.
I could
know.
Be totally wrong. But I think it's pretty hilarious. You should check it out.
Yeah.
Or everybody else should check it out if yeah. you want to go on.
But I mean, if it's a guy that you would be interested in anyway, you know, if you like saw him at a bar or something, you know, and...
Okay, I have a question. This just sparked my thinking, what you just said. Okay, say that you see this guy's profile, you think he's cute, whatever, and then you're like, hey, I'm going to charge him $500. And he's like, sure, okay. So he takes you out. And then you realize that you guys are really getting along. And right. it's like a great conversation. You want to see him again. Do you take the money?
Yes.
You say
a
yes.
A deal's a deal. Take the money first, then tell him you like him.
But I don't know. Then I would feel, what if I liked him? I want to see him again. And then I'm like, then I have a, like, and then we do, for some reason, get married. Then yeah. we're telling our kids, oh, yeah, your dad took me out and he paid me money when we first got married. That's not how it really works, kids, so don't go do that. But, yeah. like, what would you say? Like, I just would feel bad.
Yeah, well, give him a partial refund, you know. I think that, okay. that would work.
Maybe then sexual favors would be in order.
Yeah, but, you know, you said you didn't want to do it.
I
so.
Know, I'm kidding. Yeah. I don't know what I would do, though. Mm. That's, I just brought up a very good question. Yeah, I'm going to think about this one. Yeah. I'm going to mull it over and see.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm guessing that I probably would.
Try it. I wonder, I'm just curious to see what kind of responses
you'll
get.
Do you think I should just do it just as a contest, as a joke?
Yeah.
I'm going to upload a picture. And I'm going to demand no less than 500. And let's see how many bids I can get.
Yeah.
It's like it's like an eBay thing where people like bid.
Like bid? Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Should we do this? Are we really going to do this?
Yeah.
This is going to be unbelievable.
Cool, huh? I'm all telling right. you can make a living that way, probably.
This is kind of... What do you do for a living? I'm on whatsyourprice.com, and I go on dates. Yeah. So you're an escort. No, not an escort, but you are. No, I'm not. It's totally different. God, my parents would be proud.
Yeah.
I actually think I would do this for a joke, though, as a contest. Maybe. Let me mull it over. Let me see. If you guys think I should do this, write in, call in, let yeah. me know. If our listeners out there think that this is a good thing
yeah.
or a funny thing.
I mean, if someone wants to take Stephanie out, that's definitely a sure way to do it, you know?
There we go.
Yeah.
Let's see what kind of response. We'll get one. And it'll be from my dad as a sympathy. Oh, sorry, Steph, you're not getting any people interested.
I don't think so. I think you'll do real well. Try it and see.
Oh, my God. All right, if you guys think that I should do it, I'm going to put this out there. I will try. If you guys think that I should do it, you listeners out there, call in, write yeah. in, let me know if I should go through with
right
this.
On our Facebook page, God damn it, guys.
There yeah. we go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam.
What a way to ask for a favor, huh? Yeah, guys, go to our Facebook
yes.
page and sign up, please.
And sign up, but also tell
just
me if
like
I should
us.
Do it.
Yeah.
I need to know, because I can't make a decision for myself. I'm putting my dating life in your hands, guys.
Cool.
Anyway,
yeah.
Sammy, it's the weekend.
It's the weekend. Just, I wanted to bring this up. They're
what?
Talking about splitting California in two. Have you heard that?
No. What?
Yeah, they want to create a 51st state called South California, and they want it to be on its own because of economic reasons.
Really?
Yeah, so some people are talking about secession.
Wow.
And it's gaining support. So,
how do you feel about it?
I don't know. I haven't really had enough time to think about it, but I don't know. I don't really care. I'm going to move away from here soon. You know, I mean, no, not soon. Oh. But, you know, I mean, I've lived here 35 years. There's really nothing
it?
Exciting in here anymore, you know?
Where are you going to go
yeah.
to?
I don't know, like Nebraska or something, you know? Let me live in those...
You
know,
are going to go live in Nebraska?
I don't think I would last.
No, Sam. Okay, first of all, that whole sentence of there's nothing exciting for me in California anymore. I'm going to move to Nebraska. That does not work.
It okay? doesn't compute.
Does not work. Okay.
People do it all the time, I think.
Not
you know?
In... That's where you want to retire? Go to Montana or something beautiful or Alaska or...
Nebraska's not nice? Okay, so I just gave an example,
okay.
you know. I
mean, okay, yeah. I'm going to help you find a place to
I just
retire.
Mean a place by a lake and, you know,
okay,
where
we
there's
can
no,
find
like,
some.
Crying babies in, next door.
What about,
shit,
like, Lake Tahoe?
Lake Tahoe.
Up north.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been there, so
it's
I don't
beautiful.
Know if I'd like it.
It's beautiful. It's by a lake.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. You do have some cold weather up there, though, a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
If you're okay with that.
I'm okay with it. What can I tell you?
I'm going to find a place for you to...
I'm okay with anything. I mean, I prefer cold to hot, you know.
Okay, we're going to find a place.
Like, if it's very hot, then I can't stand it.
Just not Nebraska, honey.
Okay, Nebraska. Okay. Right. We'll start with Iowa, maybe, or something.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Move east.
Chime in. Everybody write in where Sam should retire. Write it on Facebook page,
damn it. You're already thinking of retirement? God damn
no,
it.
No, I just said. You were like, I'm going to move away from here.
She's ready for me to retire.
I'm not. I love you, Sammy.
All right. I love you,
guys.
Too. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
See you all on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.